starting tomorrow, single-use plastic bags will no longer be allowed in Unalaska. The city council unanimously passed the ban in August after 6 months of discussions and overwhelming public support. Here's city manager Thomas E. Thomas.
We're trying to do things to shrink our sort of a footprint on refuse, and we have a landfill that potentially has been 15, 18 years of life left in it. We see that this plastic is beginning to affect our environment in a detrimental way, especially out here. We have members of our community that live on subsistence, and that begins to affect their quality of life as well.
Under the ban, there is a $100 fine for businesses that continue to provide disposable shopping bags. The ban does not apply to plastic bags used to package bulk items like fruit. But Thomas isn't worried about violations.
Because we've had good communication with the vendors who sell these disposable bags, knowing the guidelines, so they've had a good 6 months to get rid of them. But in the event there is a potential complaint, we'll try to work with them to make sure there's no misunderstanding about the rules and guidelines before going into potential implementation of the fine.
The vendors primarily impacted by the ban are the grocery stores Safeway and Alaska Ship Supply.
There is 175 cases at 1,000 bags a case left.
That's Alaska Ship Supply store manager Eric Hansen.
It's better than I thought we were going to be sitting at this point.
Hansen says because the leftover bags have the Alaska Ship Supply logo, it's unlikely anyone will want them. Instead, the 175,000 bags will be sent to Alaska Ship Supply's cardboard recycler, who also accepts plastics. The store has started stocking reusable plastic bags and will also provide paper sacks.
We're hoping people will bring their own bags most of the time, and I'm sure with locals, they will. It'll be a learning curve for everyone else, but it's happened to other places, and people will adjust and get used to it.
Hansen estimates paper bags cost about 2.5 times a plastic sack. Safeway store manager Abe Palmer says switching to paper has quadrupled the cost of supplies for the store. Safeway will also provide paper bags, but Palmer encourages customers to bring their own. And as of January 1st, Safeway will no longer provide free cardboard boxes for all patrons. The boxes, Palmer says, will only be for commercial fishing customers.